Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Death of a Blueberry Tart by Lee Hollis, narrated by Randy Kay. Chapter 1. Reverend Staples stood before Haley and Bruce and all the wedding guests filling the pews of the Congregational Church and asked, "If anyone here has just cause why these two people should not be married, speak now or forever hold your peace." He waited a moment, smiled at the happy couple, and then got right to the good part. "By the power vested in me by the state of Maine, wait, I do, I have just cause," a man bellowed from the back of the church. The crowd gasped and whipped around in their seats to see who was rudely interrupting the ceremony. Haley's jaw dropped open. She swooned, fearing she was on the cusp of fainting dead away. Bruce gripped her hands even tighter to keep her steady as she stared at the intruder standing on the church threshold. What was he doing here? It was Danny Powell, Haley's ex-husband. Haley's mind raced. How could he have possibly known she was going to marry Bruce Linney, the crime reporter from the Island Times newspaper where she worked? It was Haley's best friend, Liddy Crawford, who was supposed to be married today, in this church, at this time. But due to unforeseen circumstances, the wedding had been abruptly called off, leaving Bruce to unexpectedly propose to Haley, and with Liddy's blessing, the wedding ceremony had resumed with a new bride and groom. Danny charged down the aisle toward them. Haley's brother, Randy, who was sitting on the end of a pew, looked as if he might try to intervene.